Good morning to you all from Grace Bible Church and our Grace Life Bible class. Let us open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for time again in your word. Teach us from your word as only you can through your Holy Spirit. And we just pray that our fellowship with you would be sweet this day. And we just thank you so for being able to do this online. We just thank you and praise you. Amen. This is our fourth lesson on a series on the fear of the Lord. We looked at the fear of the Lord in our first lesson, Psalm 111, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And we were challenged as we read our Bibles daily to look and to observe the fear of the Lord and fear and where it's directed. We were encouraged to have a reverential awe of God and to develop a higher and higher view of God and how great our God truly is. We looked at Psalm 24. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. He is the King of glory. We were encouraged to have a high view of God will hush your soul and calm your fears. We saw people tend to worry first instead of praying first. We saw people can become identified by their fears like a trademark. We talked about how society has made a commodity of fear and to make money off people's fears. We looked at the fear of the Lord comes through salvation and our growth spiritually in understanding who God is and developing a higher and higher view of God, bowing before him in confessing our sin and having a reverential awe of him, being his bond slave with a humble heart. We saw do not fear is when we grow in our higher and higher view of God. We lay our fears at Jesus' feet and don't pick them up again. We trust in his greatness, his mercy, his grace and truth that is given to us by the Holy Spirit, a peace that truly passes all understanding. We also saw me give you a wrong verse last week. It was supposed to be Matthew 6:27, not Luke, where Jesus said, "Who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life?" Our third lesson, we looked at the fear of man. Matthew 10:28 says, "Do not fear those who kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Psalm 56:4, "In God whose word I praise, in God I have put my trust. I shall not be afraid. What can mere man do to me?" We saw the fear of man leads us away from God. Satan would have us to fear man instead of God. And we were asked, in whatever we do, do we daily remember we are doing it as unto the Lord? Or are we doing our best to be seen by men? We looked at scripture of fearing man, the Pharisee and the tax collector in the temple in Luke 18:10-13. In 1 Samuel 15:1-24, we read about King Saul feared the people. We saw in Proverbs 29:25, "The fear of man brings a snare, but he who trusts in the Lord will be exalted." We read in Mark 6:17-29, where Herod had John the Baptist beheaded because he feared man, his oaths, and his dinner guests. We saw Paul call Peter out in Galatians 2:11-14, because he feared the party of the circumcision. We saw some reasons we fear man. We don't recognize how great our God is. And man can threaten, oppress, attack, ridicule, reject, despise, mock, and humiliate and expose us. We do not have a high view of God when we fear man. Today we'll look at peace that passes all understanding. You must be asking yourself, how is it possible to have peace and fear at the same time? Remember Proverbs 1:7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, yet we're told not to fear. This is possible only through spiritual growth taught us by the Holy Spirit. We can be a God-fearing man or woman, yet have the peace that passes all understanding. That peace is by our growth in a higher and higher view of God and His greatness. He is truly bigger than all your problems, struggles, and trials. So how do we grow spiritually, you ask? For a start, you have to be one of His. Then it's what you call Christian basics. 1, confess your sin. 2, be in prayer. 3, study the word. And 4, apply the word. These things sound so simple to us, yet Satan and his would want us to have none of it. It's a daily work to be after these basics and to grow in our walk with Christ. There are mountaintops and valleys in our lives, and there is a lot of flat land in between them. It is what we do daily with that flat land in our lives that prepares us for those mountaintops and those valleys. Are you daily doing your Christian basics? Are you in God's Word daily? Or are you like a car running on empty, waving at the folks at the gas station, thinking to yourself, I can make it farther down the road? Psalm 111:2 says, great are the works of the Lord. They are studied by all who delight in them. Some daily questions to ask yourself. Do you start your day off with God? Do you wake up and thank the Lord for a new day that He has given you? Do you put Scripture as your first input into your morning, into your mind in the morning? Do you imprint a song in your head on Sunday to stick with you throughout the week, praising God? Did you start the day off with a heart of thanks? I heard a survey a couple of months ago that the average person wakes up grumpy 300 days out of the year. This cannot be for us as Christians. Satan is pushing Mr. Grumpy Pants on us, but we need to be bathing our souls in God and His Word. Only by constant bathing of our soul in the Word of God and teaching of the Holy Spirit can you truly have that peace that passes all understanding. When you're reading your Bibles, the words come to your mind, ponder, meditate, muse, dwell, consider God's Word. Remember, it's a soak in the Word of God. It's not a quick shower. Psalm 112:1. How blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in His commandments. Psalm 112:6, for he will never be shaken. Think about it. What are the situations that caused you the most anxiety? And why do these situations cause you anxiety? What are your go-to verses that give you peace? Do you have go-to verses that give you peace? Do you look at them regularly? Are you letting them hush your soul? Look at Psalm 23 with me, this most quoted psalm as I read Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures, and He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul, and He guides me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Did you notice his confidence and his trust in God and his peace? And you notice in verse 4 especially, notice he's going through the valley. He's not expected to be airlifted out. He's going through a time of testing. I'll never forget, Patty and I were watching a show on extreme skiing one time where a helicopter was putting people literally on a mountaintop. One of the helicopter legs was just sitting on the top edge of the mountain, hovering, letting three skiers out. And someone asked the pilot, wasn't this terrifying to him? His response was sweet. He calmly said, I'm not being shot at today, as a former Vietnam helicopter pilot. Psalm 16, 8 and 9, I have set the Lord continually before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will dwell securely. Do you ever wake up with excitement for the day and think, let's see what the Lord has in store for the day? Or are you fretting the day away? John 16:33 says, these things I have spoken to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage, I have overcome the world. Are we studying the these things in this verse? It's truly important to be in God's word and what he says to us. Psalm 4:4 says, tremble and do not sin. Meditate in your heart upon your bed and be still. Verse 8, in peace I will both lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me to dwell in safety. And for a short little study on peace, you can look at Colossians 3:2, where it talks about your mind. John 14:1-3. 2 Peter 3:11-14, Ephesians 6:10-18, where it talks about putting on the whole armor of God, and Philippians 4:6-9, where it talks about dwell on these things. Let's look at Luke 2:25-34. Luke 2. And it's about Simeon. There was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to carry out for him the custom of the law, then he took him into his arms and blessed God and said, now, Lord, you are releasing your bondservant to depart in peace according to your word. For mine eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light of revelation to the Gentiles, and a glory of your people, Israel. And his father and mother were amazed at the things which were being said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, behold, this child is appointed for the fall and the rise of many in Israel and for a sign to be opposed. Did you notice it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit and he was departing in peace? We have the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. We only have to read the Word of God to develop a high view of God, and that peace will be revealed to us by the truth in God's Word. Let's look at Psalm 119 and see how the psalmist puts the knowledge of God into his heart and acts on it. I'm going to read some random verses of Psalm 119. Verse 86, all your commandments are faithful. 125, I am your servant. Give me understanding that I may know your testimonies. 130, the unfolding of your words gives light and it gives understanding to the simple. 101, I have restrained my feet from every evil way that I may keep your word. 114, you are my hiding place and my shield. I wait for your word. 77, may your compassion come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. 93, I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have revived me. 143, trouble and anguish have come upon me, yet your commandments are my delight. 18, open my eyes that I may behold wonderful things from your law. 24, your testimonies also are my delight. They are my counselors. 63, I am a companion of all those who fear you and of those who keep your precepts. 11, your word have I treasured in my heart that I may not sin against you. 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. 111, I have inherited your testimonies forever. They are the joy of my heart. 161, my heart stands in awe of your words. And 165, those who love your law have great peace, and nothing causes them to stumble. This is truly bathing your soul in the word of God. And only by a steady diet of God's word and the Holy Spirit teaching the truth of his word and acting on it will we grow in peace. Let's look at Philippians 4, 6 through 9. Philippians 4, 6 through 9. Philippians 4, 6 through 9. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence, if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. And the things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Truly, we need to be thinking and pondering and meditating on all these things and be into the word of God so that we may repeat the words of this song. May I run the race before me, strong and brave to face the foe, looking only unto Jesus as I onward go. Let's look at Psalm 73, 25 through 28. Psalm 73, 25 through 28. It says, whom have I in heaven but you? And besides you, I desire nothing on earth. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For behold, those who are far from you will perish. You have destroyed all those who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, the nearness of God is my good. I have made the Lord my refuge, that I may tell of all your wonderful works, of all your works. This is truly developing a high view of God, putting the word of God in his soul and meditating on it and developing that high view of God and seeing truly how great our God is. Truly, the nearness of God is our good. So let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this study on fear, our fears, the fear of man, and only peace that comes through you and the study of your word and your Holy Spirit. Thank you for this time of study. I pray it would encourage one another to be fellowshipping, to have joy in you, thanks, and we just thank you for the technology to be able to do this, and we just praise you for what you did on the cross, giving us your Holy Spirit, and truly we look forward to your coming again. Thank you again for time in your word. Amen.